Representation from MMC must include representation from all the shareholders, not from a subset of the shareholders. I think it's incredibly important on time. So from a process perspective, I would object in the absence of that representative of a cookie trust, a representation being made by MNC today, because what you will be hearing is the view or view of only one or two stakeholders within MNC, and certainly not the view of the majority 50% shareholder that could be trusted.
I take it that the MNC, the CEO and the chairman, whoever was sitting in the board or the other MNC should have been operating on the mandate of MNC. They're saying here to us today that MNC is nothing than a fan company. Which is very fair. I hope you take this of that. Which is very fair. Because if they are useless, they are not being given the necessary space to us, that's not a BED. That is just a funding, which is a very serious transgression on the part of the member. If it is true that they have a good, however, would you know what role they can play? If the CEO and the chairman said, it's like saying to Zach, you are sitting here, representing Zach, and saying to you, you're not representing Zach. And while you have pointed out that you're the CEO and the chairman of Zach, then you have not gotten us in to highlight the reason for the recall of those directors. It may be that part of the reason is because they were no longer representing the interests of the nation. Maybe the role they have played was different. Completely different. Hence the removal of the MNC. We've got letters here that I'm sure come from you, that they wouldn't buy MNC. So we need therefore to listen to MNC so that we can understand exactly what is going on. Because one of the main problems we had when we were there was that your being in such is not. In your presentation now, you attempted to clarify. Workers have had themselves a voice, their fairness in the start of the day. So we would question that there was a greater public representation. We want to then hear the diversity of the there. And that's partly why we called you here, even after we've been to your operation, so that you can then clarify this matter once and for all. And give clear instruction wherever it's not happening. Yeah. So there we have. And allow them to tell us what's going on. And also would request them not to delve into too many details of petty differences. They were not interested in listening to that. They were interested in listening to the facts before us. And DMR is there to verify this. Well, after they told us that they want to tell us, we'll ask DMR to confirm it enough. Or give us their own knowledge of the situation in your regulator so that we can then extract the commission. Over to you.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson, for the opportunity. They teach you in law school first year all the outcome for a test. It means there's always two sides of the body. And my late father also taught me that you must never just say yaba to your bus. So I would instruct you just in very brief, Honourable Chairperson. My background, I used to work for Anglo American Platinum. I was head of transformation in the corporate office before I founded the SC Group. There's already mentioned I'm a business person. I represent the CEO from that point in the consortium. I was appointed in this position of MNC CEO on the 1st of November 2011. Now, as we all know, from a business point of view, the charter calls for the inclusion of entrepreneurs, community, and efforts. And I'm going to focus on the business side of MNC and bring the following to the attention of the committee. Although I fully agree with some of the admission of the Zach Jefferson, the Eric Clinton thing, he actually neglects to add other matters to this committee. On the request of the stakeholders of the old MMC, I was requested to unpack MMC, Leo Center, and Herbert, the transactions. Particular reference to the transaction that was mentioned this morning, the transpired on the 17th of June 2011 between Riversdale Mining Australia and Leo Center. Now, we will learn that some of the contentions between the two partners, MMC and Leo Center, is related to some of the issues that we have discovered in these various transactions. And we put that on the table. And since we have put it on the table, and I would like to, again, for the record, is that we believe that Black economic empowerment has matured from a, with respect, chicken farming cabbage to real economic empowerment. And when we unpack the transaction that was done between Jacinto and Herbert, we learned through the media and we learned through the annual report of our majority partner that four of the Jack-related directors has realized an upside windfall of an estimate of 347 million rand. We brought that to the attention as a disruptor to the majority partner, the then Herbert Holdings and Mines, and our Leo Center. And in particular, came from the point that MMC was conceived in 2005, part of an empowerment transaction, and when we looked into the records of their company structures, we realized that only one dividend was declared. Hence, a particular or a direct economic participation by the Black partner translated into 3.2 million rand dividend that was declared in 2012. Now, I cannot come here and tell our honorable chairman stories by lying. God doesn't expect me to do that, and no one else expects me to do that. And I would invite our honorable members and our honorable chairman to go and verify what the Fred Hubbard has talked about. For example, when we're talking about empowerment today, for example, when we declared the dividend that we got after 7 years, the debt employees realized 1,223 rand in dividends. Now I, again, for the record, I'm a businessman, and sometimes it's difficult for me to play the role because you ask difficult questions to our majority partners. But I question when we analyze it backwards, when the deal was conceived on 16 February 2005, you realize that the employees that got the dividend came on with 177 rand per year while they were partners in this transaction. Again, we raised to the majority partners that something is fundamentally wrong in the effect of Black economic empowerment. It was mentioned by the chairperson of Jack, Mr. Eric Sanderson, about the transaction that failed in terms of the disposal of Riversdale Holdings. But I think he failed also to inform this honorable committee as to the reason why. Now, at MMC, we are trying to play a business role into an asset that we co-own. And as a result of the honorable chairperson, our life has become very difficult. Now, as a CEO of a company, and not the first time I'm building a business, sometimes you have to ask the questions that the majority partners will not appreciate. For example, when we ask as to details of the disposal because it involved us as a partner, we were not given the details of the transaction between Riversdale Rio Tinto and a transaction that they were trying to do with a company called Fourth Coal in the disposing of the assets that was mentioned by the chairman. In a meeting in London, December last year, I discovered the intentions of the acquirer to potentially use Jack's assets and shareholding as leverage to acquire the holding company. When I came back, I raised this at the ZAC board in December. I've raised it in a number of occasions in a letter, because the implication of that will have a negative impact on our value of share of MMT. We also went as far as writing a letter to the acquirer and also to the financial newspapers exposing what appears to be something not in our interest. On the 15th of February, we learned that the transaction had collapsed. Now, these are issues under the person that we as a business, and MMT is a business, and we should be respected as a business. We are not a, and I say with respect, an entity. We're not a funding company. We are a business. And the new MMT has really tried to partake in the operations of that and play their business role. And when we come across challenges that faces us, we have to raise it to our partners. And instead of dealing with those challenges on a particular person, we become isolated, intimidated, and to mitigate and victimized. I'm coming to the end. I again could invite the Honourable Committee to audit what I have mentioned and look check the documents that I have mentioned. Because as we have noted this morning, there is an apparent or actually a real, almost a divorce in play between the minority and majority partner. And those issues is to our trust. We will form, we will sign agreements and will not be followed. We will be reduced to an invitation when we ask difficult questions. We are treated in a way that appears to divide. And when the chairperson, Ms. Eric, opposed or objects that the other member of the company is not here, and I will tell you the honest God is truth, because part of the internal conflict is around a particular individual. And that particular individual has consistently almost talked from the mouth out the offender. Lastly, it was also presented on the screen about the school function. And I want to thank you for the record and support of my chairman. There is no partnership between MMT and the Rio Center. For example, and I don't want to put too many examples, is that when MMT decides we're going to do a community project, a school project, on the 19th of January, we invited our majority partner, they didn't participate. A few weeks later, on the 14th of February, the ZAC management arranged a similar function, don't invite the minority partner. And I could quote today many examples which I will reduce in writing and send to the committee. And then, with respect to the chairperson, I cannot come and influence anyone, but I just appeal to the reason of the committee to critically look into what is going on. And I want to conclude by saying, Mr. Glenn is going back to the mine. He's been present as well, because he came here. We cannot come here and come and pet our majority partner. It's not appropriate, but we are here to tell the truth.
Thank you very much.
Before the question comes,
that's fine, yes.
I think we can have an observation here. well, you know, suggesting that auditing information is a very good one, and there's no reason why that could not make information available.
Could not make information available for audit. There's nothing to hide. With regard to some of the matters that Sir Rent mentioned, the issue around rewards for Rivershill Holdings directors as a result of the transaction involving the parent company, Rivershill Mining. Any suggestion that Zach funds were involved in rewarding those directors during the transaction are incorrect. There is no legal or commercial basis for any suggestion that benefits that accrued to Rivershill Holdings directors should similarly accrue to directors of the MMC company. Dividends. The use of dividends flowing from the mine was agreed by both the Tank Board and MMC Board. So when dividends were used to reinvest in mine construction, new shaft construction, that was what was approved, both at tank level and MMC level. These things don't just happen on their own, they have to be approved. So any suggestion that dividends were being used without the explicit agreement of the board of the two companies, that and MNC, is simply incorrect. With regard to the failure of the transaction and the way that Forbes in particular was planning to finance that transaction, the purchase of Rivershill Holdings, that's a matter for Forbes. I didn't either intend to finance the purchase of that. Suffice it to say, though, that there are minority protection rights attached to any sort of financing of a transaction. So any suggestion that a situation could be imposed upon MMC by a party such as Forbes is also simply incorrect. Something allegations? Is MMC actually participating in the running of that? While it has directors on the board of that, of course it is. There are three reasons the directors and two bank directors and two MMC directors. And so the MMC directors participate in all meaningful decisions that impact the business. If MMC does not have directors on the board of that, and they haven't had since last Wednesday, then they can't influence the operation of the business. So I would encourage MMC to nominate new directors as soon as possible. I suggest that the profound challenge that MMC has, however, is the internal division between shareholders. It is a profoundly challenging situation to move MMC forward. Reasons are attempted to facilitate the reconciliation between departments. It's attempted to put in place something called an umbrella agreement that formalizes the relationship between shareholders to progress towards achieving complete signing of the umbrella agreement by all parties has been less than satisfactory. I don't know how to solve the issues that currently exist between shareholders and MMC, and any thoughts you would have in that regard I would most appreciate. At the end of the day, we think it can only do so much to try and facilitate this situation. Unless there is some sort of reconciliation, though, between MMC shareholders, moving MMC forward is going to be extraordinary. A suggestion was made that Judge Nguyen somehow is a particular reason, so that is absolutely incorrect. Judge Nguyen acts on behalf of the Super Trust and will continue to do so. He's not in the best and followed reason, so it never has been. So we completely reject this direction. Maybe my colleagues have got some other comments to make and what some suggestions to make.
Okay, so Honourable Chairman, that's one of the key issues that I certainly would want to bring to the attention of you and the Honourable Committee as well. We've got two operations in South Africa, fully combined, both the RBM and Barabora. They have very good working relations between the partners and those two leaderships of those two operations. Why would it be different for them?
It's
access the center for fully subscribed and actually promoted the losses of narrative and we are a group of the citizens. We don't victimize, we don't discriminate against people irrespective of who they are. Secondly, your center is and you probably see the annual analysis of a number of values, objectives. And two of our values that we promote very strongly from a leadership point of view is around integrity, it's around honesty, it's around transparency. The second value is to make sure that those communities where we operate in, including the union, that we have a very constructive, good relationship. You can go, if you want, one of our chairmen, to have a look at our values. We've got very good relations at my level, between the union and the black leadership. In fact, it's probably one of the few operations in South Africa where you have both the NUM leadership and the black leadership sit together with the leadership of black. And they talk about issues of mutual interest and try and resolve them. In terms of communities, we just want to reiterate that, that dealing with a DE structure gives us a clear view as to who are those representatives and shareholders in the community structure. And clearly from Bruce's one slide, you see that communities represent 50% of the community structure. And that's why we're making a point once again to clarify that somehow that representative of the community has been excluded, whether that's willingly or not. And we've seen it, and you asked us for open discussion when you raised this morning, Honourable Chairman, around what are the issues. The issue is that there's a tendency or a way to try to exclude the other partner of the union. There's been several examples that we've seen over the past year. And as Mr. Finnison indicated, Honourable Chairman, is that we try to facilitate the umbrella agreement. We try to bring them together, we try to find ways and means to say that operate free, but we want to see everyone should be what we call happy in the relationship. There's been ups and downs around that. I do also think, Honourable Chairman, to answer your question this morning, there is also a number of, and I think we need to put this on the table here, also self-interest around this, and this makes issues from that point of view very difficult for us to deal with. We've got several examples. You've probably seen as well in the newspapers over the past 6 months a number of newspaper reports against the center, you know, trying to muddy the water, and the newspaper people came back to us and said, why is this particular representative sitting in the MMC trying to make things very difficult to, or what are the issues? So I think, you know, one thing is there's a balanced view, Honourable Chairman, around some of these things. In particular, in the view that one particular partner, the majority partner, is not sitting around the table. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Some sort of agreement
or even a constitution. Can you get a copy of this to get an understanding of who's playing what from in relation to who ANC is and in relation to who ZEC is? Because I continue to find it confusing the way you talk from real teachers, gay Hamilton, the rebel sailors, failure to holding, to there's just too many names right now for me to understand exactly what was, because I'm also getting the impression that the, because the one with the better shareholder, even in terms of the financial attachment, you seem to get a thing that you decide, you are really decide what goes in which left or right direction in terms of our finances. What I want to understand out of that agreement or whatever constitution, whatever you have as a director, what power do each of those members hold to be able to say a particular decision when it's taken, I can say I'm part of the decision. The other issue is that when you were there, there was a fight about the structure in terms of who comes in and who comes out. There was an idea about bigger shareholders and other shareholders or bigger directors. Then I think it was mainly NXT and BHC when we were discussing it. But even then there was an issue that you had bigger directors and some, and then you had current directors later. Now I see you've got another chance again, but I mean, out of this presentation that you got this morning. But for some reason or the other, what are they saying then is going to be changed now. There's not much of change. They show that there's improvement. The other, I don't know what you call the department or whatever, under NEC, do they then operate on their own, with their own finances in terms of issues of ownership or shareholding that supposed to come to the tech board of directors, or are they included with an all-inclusive arrangement in terms of how you operate and supervise procurement, human resource development, training, and so on? Because as we're presenting here, you're sitting at the issue of sustainable development, our operations are carried out. I get the impression that you then separate yourself from your other partner and you should move on because this is what it's done. But the credit remains as that issue and not as that information, the information, the NMC issue. How are you taking that step? The fight of yours, how are you taking that to ensure that you are actually now working as two partners or a JV or whatever you want to call it? Then the other issue, Chair, I put a lot of questions, not just because when it comes to the actual type and example of each of those points, there's like a lot that I'd like to ask questions, but this is the other subject. And if I can mention another one, but I don't have a lot of names to make now, except the implementation of the green partnership that you have, it's just not correct, not up to date. In fact, if DMR is a better system of what they are taking, and as to correct that situation, to perhaps take a perception as to whether we should be able to do
that. Thank you very much. Let's thank the Zach and the team for the advocacy. First of all, I would say, to me, you are like a miracle for us. And I don't think that it's quite and I also want to see my son and I. You are there for a temple, not only to set yourself, but also to your community, where you come from, where you operate. So, science of the army. The first question I show you, we don't need to go hard. I just want to make a comment that we are doing very, very well. Which really, I think you're doing very well, and I saw your partners are doing it too. So I think they are not that bad. But whatever the word called it, I think you're doing very, very well. And then the second one would be on your, you're losing a lot of personnel, especially the young one. And then you're asking us to do what speak about this, build those houses, and then make it cheap, so that it is that it is very wanted by what was shown. And all the labor was very much that I think that I have been because people from different provinces and others are from the local community and all that. I just wanted to check how many foreigners are in that. Only for a small, not four. Okay. Seven answers. And then we spoke also about the long chat that you are able to check that by the long chat coming and borrow money to the how do you what are the interventions there? Because I thought the Marijuana thing also because of the government coming to borrow people's money there and not able to take away the money. I think that people say for September.
Mr. Chair. Finally, just one question at a time. Is there any instance where that has been in violation of the NGRDA, any other law, or the mining charter? And I can get an answer not only from companies, but also from DMO.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It appears that the breach of confidence is between MMC and that. What is the perceived cause of that? Because we hear that there's a problem, and there's a problem in the shareholders of MMC. What is the cause? Because that needs to be identified, and that needs to be addressed. Whether it is reinvesting dividends back into the growth of the company, or what is the cause? That's my first issue. The second issue is on slide number 15. Your maintenance of those highly technical machinery, how do you overcome that? On page 21, I see there's a very high degree percentage of ESOP. And I'm a big supporter of ESOP because that, in my view, is genuine taxation. You've gone through the exercise, but it's a bit disappointing to learn that where you have capacitated to this extent, 9%, which is norm, the average norm in industry is about 3%, if we're pushing 5%. So there's a very high degree of capacitation of employees within that framework. What is it that you've done wrong? It's basically a question I want to ask, because, you know, it's a kind of a saying cold water over me, and I thought the answer is ESOP, but if that in itself is mode in controversy, then how does one deal with it? Then page 76, it brings me to a more fundamental problem. If you look at 76 and it deals with buses and per traditional authority. Now, part of your shareholding, your 26% BE shareholding, 50% of that is a community trust. And you say they're not here today. But if I understand correctly, social and labor plan, part of that, or the in execution of a properly busted social or labor plan, you are supposed to be dealing with the community, and in particular with the traditional authority, and not the quality, and not the royal authority, but the traditional authority, as elected duly by the community within which the traditional authority serves. Have those traditional authorities been formally constituted? Because if not, it would probably give us some pointer as to what are the problems. Is the problem the community trust? Is it from outside of the community trust but with the traditional authority? Is it with the ethos? Is a problem with the, what's the other partner? ACC, I think it's called. Where does the problem lie? Because within that framework, as I understand, the MPRDA seems to be operating. How does one identify and how does one resolve that?
Now the diseases that you have. or completely extreme, almost lying from their bed. How strange is that to be doing all that? They are looking out of focus. I know the world is nothing but error, but how strange is it? Thank you.
Still, from a year, but it's consistently so.
and you will find that the people are complaining of your concern is more towards the content. So here you have not broken it down so that you can see a better what the content comes from where in terms of your procurement spend. So that's the matter that you have. He was the director, but he was the man. Hence he could have not been here. Hence he could have not brought him up. And the communities themselves were complaining vehemently when he was there. Including some of the traditional issues that was then being an issue. To say that our peace is I don't know how much that was to them. You say in Mekazas, what is going to say, they won out of 15,000 rand. They call it a bond, 15,000 rand in Denmark. How much was to community as people who are also part of the church? So that you can let the able to accept, and deal with the government this week. And for you, MMC, you have this director study since 2005, and all of a sudden last week you moved with the knowledge that you're coming here. Why was that? Because we wanted to hear speaking, so that we can determine whether they are representing the real people or representing community. But you had them removed just a week before the meeting. And the notice of the meeting went well before that time. Why was that? For instance, I could have said if they were removed immediately after we were in the office. But now the kind of movement that you have taken is problematic to us. Now, on page 26, it says for 3 years we have been preparing diligence. But some days you mentioned that the diligence is effectively reinvested into the business. But we're not saying to us which one. You know, they were born in 2009, 2010, 2011. But you're not saying to us which question was reinvested in the business. What is it mean that before you respond, you want CMR to come in to speak here and see what they are? I should give CMR to respond to some of the questions that were directed to you by the owner. You will respond when you respond to questions, you can put the questions in your comments. And questions are you by part of them or in part of the MMC?
I suppose. I'm from the community, I'm from MMC. I wanted to highlight some of the things which are totally wrong, which are not there. As indicated on page 20, where they really 100% achieved in the community development. Why did we have much? They had certain success. But I think we need, I don't know whether I should be allowed to come and lie in this house. We are doing good things. But they are reporting here in 25. he had a much, but he said it was 100%. And you go to the
place. What was the much about?
About the police development, some community, and not receiving anything. And not receiving anything which is called evidence from that. After that much, we had the task team which was set up. I heard Mr. Eric saying there's a very, very, even if it's a very, very important person who's not here. The task team which was set up after that march was supposed to investigate all what we're complaining about in the community. Tell me, guys, I'm from the community, but I was usually to be appointed as director at the MNC. Therefore, I'm able to hear all sides. These persons, they refer to as very, very, very important persons. It's not what we first one. We as a community do not see anything as he did. I'm told that Mr. Aaron did not go back to the history of how the gentleman is referred to as very, very important person, what's important to him. And where the money that was used to acquire the shares of 50% came from, that it belongs to whom. I'm only the fact of a green cash, but I'm from the community. The money that was used to acquire the shares from Ilobo, Tumulu, and Maweni were community money. And up until now, we haven't seen it. We are still complaining up until now. Regarding the projects that they are saying they've done or they've installed in our community, you see the laundry. Yes, it is there. But with regard to helping community members to put companies there, in the launch of this installation, people who put the companies were not given a chance to cater on that day of the launch. Even the chance was not from the community. Because people tell that they are not given a chance. So local people are neglected. When we go to page 59, that's the wish list. We talk about dogs or making and all those things. The thing is very nice, nobody is attending to it. As we mentioned also, there's no electricity. This means this thing has been going on and on. In fact, I wish this house to maybe relook at this. Because this is what they reported about last year. There has been no change. And on page 60, they talk about Mubuzame, those are one-man business. The community is not benefiting from that. So I think this house to relook at this. So the number of complaints that we have is coming, but unfortunately, I'm not here for community, I'm here for MMC. I was just throwing this to the house and they look at it. Because I see that our majority partner is doing very little to help the community. And they are entertaining this conflict inside MMC. They are not helping MMC to solve the problem. And they enjoy it. They were looking at it. They take one man as holding MMC, the whole of MMC. This guy is not reporting back to us. He hasn't been able to have all these disappear. That's the people trust, the one man show. Go to MMC and find us on the CEO. For 15 months, that guy has been able to submit the people who were elected from the community to serve in the structure of MMC. And the majority part is
silent. I think we are raising very important economic issues. I think we need more time rather than investing in more time. There are a lot of things going to happen and I think I hope you will be happy to take that.
just listen to the department and then from there we can look at all that.
This is just a presentation to honorable members. We're going to try to have things to address most of the questions that were raised by the honorable members, but in addressing them, we would like to give a background into the whole project. Rachel got two operations of marine life. One was a convention, and the other one was a new order marine life. I would like to give a bit of background, particularly into the new order marine life, which was granted in 2012. The regional manager, Ms. Kalindo, was a candidate in 2009. And when she ended in 2010, the processing of this new order marine life was on her table. We anticipated this problem. We anticipated in 2009 that there will be a problem. We anticipated that there will be a community problem. And we were on a verge of documenting the refusal of this marine life, of this new order marine life. We were told as a department and also officials, and that was at the time before we were introduced into ZEC as a shareholder. We were told that our role as a department is not to look into empowerment transactions, it's not to look into financial transactions of companies, and not to advise companies on what a financial transaction should be. And not, our role is better not to advise companies on how to work with their community. And as we were told like that, we were told through lawyers and the department was threatened to take him to court if the department didn't make a decision to grant the mining right. So the mining right was granted in 2010 on the 1st of November under Rule
0.
It was, and at a point in time, I'm not certain who the management is that one, but it was before we came to our higher demand. Let me make that clear. We were dealing with a lady there, if I remember, with Bati. And they were using the original action. So I want to give that background for the members to understand that the problems were anticipated even before the mining right was granted. When we came to learn that in KZN, she sat down with the traditional council at the company and we tried to identify problems. And there were goals that were shifted from pillar to post and pillar to post. We raised the issue of PPE, that is not a sustainable transaction, because the price at that point in time was not there. And then we ran a delay, we were late to grant the mining rights. Now we granted this mining rights. We then said, okay, let us see our role as a regional mining industry. Let us monitor this mining rights. Before the honorable members came to PZN last year, around the 14th of June, we had conducted a number of inspections, and then we then issued a company with a section 93 notice, wherein we saw at that point in time Rio Tinto had come into the transaction. So last year in June, we issued a company with a section 93, where we said to the company, we are ordering you to stop the mining activities and engage presence. I was summarizing them, but we had five presidents, but we were ordering them to suspend the operation. The first reason was that we were aware that they were mining in that new order area without an approved EMT. But it was subsequent as the court, then there was an approved EMT where the mining right was granted. The second contravention that we found when we inspected them was on trespassing of houses and homesteads. And I think this is where the gentleman will also come in to talk about. And to this one, I know that we then set up a task team with the regional manager Ted, and the task team is on hold. The third contravention was on the WhatsApp meeting Manchester 10. And that contravention was subsequently addressed because then the company did originally discuss with the Manchester 10. The fourth contravention that the president is already was talking about this, meaningful participation of the union. The fourth contravention was the one we're talking about today, which is a meaningful participation of the league. And to this one, we then set up a testing, which I said as my manager that is still carrying, but there are problems even in that testing. The last contravention was on mine health and safety issue. Now, when we serve the 1793 machine, we subsequently test it with a section 47 notice. A section 47 states that the minister intends to cancel rights in any event that the simple matter. Then the company made representations to the department on the 21st of June last year. We agreed as a department to withdraw four of the contraventions except the contravention that we're talking about today, which is on meaningful participation on the EU. And we said, look, we want to promote job creation and we want to promote sustainable mining also. So we said, let's allow the company to continue to operate so that we can do our job. But the issue of the EU needs to be addressed. To address the question of honorability on why we perceive to be the real problem. As we're dealing within the section 93 and section 47, Rio Tinto decided to make an exit on the process. And I think they went on a bidding process. And as they were going on the bidding process, we were approached as a department by MNC to say we were not given an opportunity to bid for the acquisition of the majority stakeholder or a shareholding. We sat down and looked at the New Companies Act on what it says, that the company must be consideration to its other shareholders as it does at least. But like I pointed out earlier, we were told by the then the company that as a regulator we should not get involved in financial matters of the company. So we took a very conscious decision and said, as a regulator, we are not going to decide for the Rio Tinto to sell to anyone as long as they will follow a fair process. So in our from the way we see it, we think this is a cost of the actual company. The MMC may or may have not been afforded an opportunity to purchase the majority share in there. And as I pointed out, it is not our competency to interrogate and to, I beg your pardon, to say the company this the party that you will go with. It is not our competency and we are unfortunately not going to be able to do that. Within the space of the tag team that has been set up, a lot of many community members, many employees have heard one consistently, but none of the shareholders in LFC are representing their interests, and I must be very thankful. That people are promised that if you go to meetings, if you do this, if you do that, you'll get money, you'll get this, you'll get this. So the community, the employees are correct in saying one, there are no economic benefits to them, and two, they are being promised benefits that will accrue and those benefits not accrue. As to who has eaten good mind or spent good mind, I'm not competent at this point in time to say anything about it on that. On the 14th of February this year, we convened a representation session between the DMR, we called in 30 decks as a shareholder, and then said one CBE as a shareholder. For them to make representations to the department on why we should approach the minister to withdraw or not withdraw the decision to cancel the minister in terms of the minister. We received the representation, and the message that we left with is that there is a painful relationship between the shareholders. Why are we saying that there is a painful relationship between the shareholders? We do not, from a EU perspective, as a perspective of saying, if the minister withdraws the Section 47, this is how we as EU will be affected. But what we got was personal reaction. And I would like to add members to this, that members should not encourage personality facing of people that left to get effect. Because the fact on the matter is true that community and employees are not benefiting. And they are not benefiting because people raise them in their personal interest. And I hope that we have been accused as a department and still will be actually with myself and my colleagues, that we are probably on either side of the company of the Levi. Insofar as the report that I presented today on the mining sector, the company has a responsibility in terms of the agreement that they have with the minister under the mining sector to report to the department at the end of September, every year end of September. So I'm not in a position at this point in time to say this is correct or that is correct or this is not correct. What we're going to do is as the department and as the regional office, we will go back and identify the information that is in the forecast report, and then we'll come back and report back to the member on the correctness and the accuracy. But I'm not in a position to say this is correct, the information is presented is accurate or not. I would like to hand over to my colleague if she has any questions to ask.
Thank you very much, colleague. Honourable members, thank you very much for the opportunity. I think what my colleague said is absolutely correct. I'm not going to repeat anything that she has said, but have added on a few things and maybe expand a little bit on some of the aspects that she has raised. First of all, it's very clear that there is no relationship, or there is a very injured relationship between the shareholders, and that relationship has to be resolved or picked up for any positive progress in any measure this quarter. And apart from the relationship between the majority shareholders, which is interest, there is a real relationship problem within NNC itself, within the headquarters, within the NNC, which is the employee trust, which is the business, and the community trust, which is the social trust. And the absence thereof of a good working partnership within NNC kills any prospect of any vital discussion about how the community is empowered. And the people who have responsibility to resolve the relationship problem are the people themselves in NNC by agreeing on what is going about change in the community themselves. And the very key consideration that is very important here at the end of the transaction is the UFO contract and the joint shareholder that the community is employee trust and it's equitable. And those three factors are very important in anything that is working. There's nothing about benefit to NNC, and I think that part should not be left in a way to any discussion. But what I want to explain is that the DMR's role is to regulate the mining sector. So if I address Quebec, our role with that, with each of the mining rights, they have to comply with the Standards Commission of the Economy. We have a right to the DMR to institute legal action against the company if they're in breach. If they're in breach of the mining right contract, and also if they're in contravention with the mining trust and with the mining, the FRCA, as well as the mining state. So we have the responsibility to make sure that if there is any breach of whatever nature, they will take corrective action. There are a number of sub-processes which might need to be alluded to. In this particular case, as the chief has explained, there has been a breach. And we have then taken action in the department, which have at this stage, it might be a bit maybe inappropriate and honorable members to explain which decision is a member going to take in relation to the question, because the facts are now before the minister to now make a decision as far as, you know, what is the detailed viewpoint in relation to the mining rights, which have been brought to the project for a proper understanding. The other aspect I think that's very important is that in 2009, the community and the DP shareholders at a time before it was unbundled and reconstituted, they brought to us the problem that they had that they were not getting the dividend flow as a DP party. What we did was then engage them and we said, how do we find the mechanism to resolve the problem? At that time, the majority shareholders also gave us faith. The negotiation between when we then intervene, we intervene outside of the scope of our jurisdiction, but to say, we have to come to the pitch and find the mechanism of which we can do. NMC diseases. So if any involved in these NMCs, that is what that. According to what we indicate in the report, they must then see the same again and again. How much the dividend was and what it was used for, you have to ask accountants to fight it. The most important part was to ensure that the dividend has flow. And what we agreed upon was that they must ensure that once the NMC company takes the debt, they were going to ensure that the chain exceeds the dividend that we issued to ensure that the case of the debt is being sent. Because at the time that we saw on the night, what we have seen was the escalation of the debt to the interest of court and was not even strained to going into the credit debt. So that aspect was being done. But as a department, we found ourselves in a situation, in a very difficult situation, in a sense that first of all, we have to ensure that they comply. There's no doubt. Secondly, we want to see this asset becoming economical and becoming financially viable as well. That is the only, or really, that is the mine at Burundi is the only operation that we have which is currently providing a lot of the most valuable employment in this region. In the absence of that, we basically do nothing. So it's very important that it becomes a financially stable asset to be able to bring about the community and development for this year. Not only for that as a company, but also to bring about economic injection in that local economy. Thirdly, it's very important for us to take a personal interest to ensure that the DB party, the community who are also part of this transition, also get a statement. These other stakeholders which are needed. The department doesn't have the money to make decisions for NMC in terms of how they invest their money going forward. The people want to take, and unfortunately, the other party which is for charge, they are not here, because it would be very interesting to get the view from all the parties to get an understanding why aren't they not able to make it work, because the unfortunate part about this whole thing is that the beneficiary to the work in the community are taking us their time. While everybody else finds about what is to be done, and everyone fighting for their own good interest. It is very important that we bring to the attention of the committee that we have a nuclear problem. The department is trying everything it can within its power, within its money, but there are certain areas that the department can't go beyond with the limitation of its money. But we have an interest in controlling it, and we are of the same belief that things can be resolved and can be able to be positive. The people who need to ensure that that happens are the people who need to take, who must be able to put their differences aside and see what is going to be able to work. So the people who are going to be able to have a minute to control.
Chair, yes, we can be able to answer. I've got something like 28 questions or remarks that we have to respond to. Provided you have time, we can respond. Alternatively, we can put the responses right into the committee.
I wonder why we're talking here. It's not the business of government, or it should not be, to get involved in companies' affairs. So it's a very complex dispute between parties that all like to see it work. We know that it does. But like my colleague says, it's a bit like a marriage. And we have asked ourselves the question whether we should be getting involved in affairs that are not part of our business. Thank you.
not attempt to substitute our
responsibility.
We are confident that part of our duty is to ensure that the compliance to the ownership package in the company is the money charter. And here we have a situation where there is a serious challenge in the problem with the calendar, which means that even the minister is considering the application of section 47. So we can't say they are not in violation. They have been given notices to the government by DMR to correct certain things in terms of the law. So both in our interest and in their interest to ensure that things work out better. Because if it is true that up to date you have taken the other things and the center for us, the funding is unlawful. There's no doubt about that. If it is true that the community since 2005 has received what they spent in terms of dividends, even dividends that they declared in the past 2 years, then it's a problem. It means planting as well. But we are taking the community usually to comply, whereas they are not actually compliant. There's no meaningful participation there. So I think here we need to not leave them things on their own.
said before you came here, come to the church. What is for you, both drink and for them and tell us to me. And say that everything was a matter of faith. Deny who they are, what members are going to be. But we have a situation where you don't bring into arrangement through their intervention from one or. But just to have a open discussion with respect and the real things of the enemy about that, so that you can fight each other in that discussion. Before even the German comes to the picture, but what according to the German, the question is the discussion so that this person starts to clean up and so that I'm going to have to say that before the end of June, we want to get that the person who will decide by then what we are going to do when you come on.
Chairman, we concur.
Yes, we continue, Mr. President. But there's one question that I would like to ask regarding the removal of the director. The decision of Mr. Shaw was taken on the 12th of February. After we received the voting data, because it was not accurate in the MMA, that one of our directors was charged with an application. So, and that board was intending to remove the director from the group, or from the board. So, because we're not informed, so that's why we get to recall both of the directors, because we've seen this conflict going on before. So before we even receive the decision to come here, the MMC suggested to the board
the decision was fine. Okay. That's fine. That is fine. What you are seeing is that the process is going to be fine. Because Rio Tinto cannot run on its own for a long time. And it's also in your interest that you have those two representatives on the board. You might have confused the thank you very much, both yourself and the GMR, for honoring our invitation to come through. However, difficult as much as long as we talk to one another, there's an opportunity that they will be informed, and that we will find a situation where there's no need for us any longer to worry about that.
Thank you.
and they also want the party to remove their personal interest for us to be able to raise the commission process. For as long as parties come to this discussion with their own personal interest and their own personal agenda, then just the same, I'm afraid, by June, we need to be here to present on the parties when they need to present the very least problem. So that's just our humble request, that the parties bring themselves and they remove their agenda. We are very much waiting for the party to accept and then our money and we will do so as a chief of the
city. Thank you very much. Okay. We wish you a fit journey back home. What's up, Jason? Then you still have to be yourself. And you can be here. What time that we can get to you. And you can be here.
That's great.